Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome.
Ryan, Tony.
Hi.
Now, we're calling Nicole, and according to my email, she is from Bumblefuck in Pennsylvania. Is that a joke? Because if there's one thing I know about Pennsylvania is if there is a fuck town name, it's going to be in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So if it's anywhere else, I'd go, surely Nicole's joking. But
yeah. Is Bumblefuck near intercourse, do you think?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if it was anywhere else, I would have gone, it's a joke, but because it's in Pennsylvania.
You never know.
So let's find out, shall we?
Hello?
Hello, is that Nicole?
Yeah.
Hi, Nicole!
It's Tony and Ryan. Will you approve the podcast?
Hell yeah.
Yes! Yay! And Nicole, just quickly, you've said that you're from Bumblefuck, Pennsylvania. Please tell us that that's a joke and not a real town.
No, that's a joke. In the middle of nowhere.
Thank God. Because Pennsylvania, as you know, has some of the worst, shittest, random town names.
Yep.
So we believe it might actually be true.
No, it's not.
And we did think that if it is a real place, we have to go to Bumblefuck.
Hey, it's Nicole from Bumblefuck, Pennsylvania, and I approve this podcast.
There's a bad news story concerning Tony, but I actually think it's a good news story.
You don't think it's good news.
So, you know how you've been to your osteopath many times?
Yep.
For a non-sporting injury.
Yep, for like napping on the couch, whatever.
Oh, how'd you hurt your back? I fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And you said it was really embarrassing.
It was.
Yesterday, Tony had a fall from her scooter. How's your ankle, mate?
I know that we're like taking the piss because I'm a 28-year-old woman that fell off a razor scooter.
Yeah.
But it's fucked.
So it's the ankle? Is it the...
And my other calf is like
huge bruise.
It like is bright blue.
So when I saw you in pain yesterday,
uh-huh.
I obviously, you know, was like, holy shit, are you okay?
Yep.
But I also thought at least now when you go back to the doctor or the physio, they can go, how'd you hurt yourself? And you go, well, I was riding a scooter because I'm a cool inner city kid. You know, just getting about town, actually doing. I was doing a kickflip. An ollie?
Ollieing up the curb. Well, I was just driving it.
You're going up the curb.
I was going up the curb, which is normally fine. I obviously was not like far enough down like the dip.
You just slightly misread the...
Just misread it.
Yep.
Hit the deck. Ate fucking shit.
Yeah.
My AirPods like flew out of my pocket and like smashed on the ground.
They
and
smashed?
Stuff. Like, so you know when you drop your case and they like smash open
yeah.
and the AirPods like fly out?
Yeah.
So like very humbly, I had to like hop on my scooter... Like, support myself with the scooter, but, like, bend down and get the AirPods off the ground.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It was fucking humbling.
Yeah.
It was.
Welcome back to Planet Earth, babe.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that.
But do you agree that at least you can, like, twist it to make it sound like you were doing something other than sitting on the couch?
Yeah, I've got an appointment tomorrow at 4.
So just say, yeah, I was jumping up onto the gutter.
Yeah.
And just sort of misread it, but, you know.
Yeah.
Injuries when you're in the trade, you know.
I mean, they call me Tony Hawk for a reason.
Do they?
Tony with an eye, with a hawk. Maybe it's just like Tony Pigeon.
Tony Pigeon. Coming up today, we're going to learn about your Tony and also you listening celebrity crushes
mm-hmm.
and what it might mean. Like, we can all say we have a celebrity crush, but like, what would happen if you actually met them?
Yeah.
What happened if you had an in and an opening? Because, whew. It's going to be a big day today.
Yeah, something good's coming,
and I don't mean me. Yeah, and well... We don't know how the story ends yet. But first, usually I do the flapping of Tony, but then you roll in this morning and go, oh, actually, fuck it. Have you done anything in the last 24 hours that hasn't sent you?
No.
It's strange that you being flapped is not the scooter story.
Yeah, I know. It actually is. I wish that I'd come in hot with that instead of this thing. No, well, I have a special edition of Unflappable Tony because something happened on the weekend that I normally wouldn't, like, go with, I guess, and I would, like, just, like, fucking flip out.
Are you saying that you handled it with grace and that you are unflappable?
Let's see.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to show you a video.
Oh.
And before I hit play, can you just describe to me what you can see there?
Is that your courtyard?
Yeah. Is that what you can
your
see?
Your massive courtyard.
My
yep.
courtyard. All right. I'm just going to hit play on this video.
Okay. Am I describing it?
Describe as you see it.
Courtyard, there is... What? Fuck you, you didn't. What the fuck? It's a dog. Where did this happen?
On Saturday.
Are you crying? You got a dog.
This has been so hard not to tell you. It's been the worst 4 days of my life.
You got a dog.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did... Oh, was at your house on the weekend?
I know.
Look at him. He's so cute. He's golden brown.
She
is golden brown and she's a little... Oh, my God. Is it Frenchie?
She's a French bulldog. Yep.
Hang on. This is okay. Very un-Tony.
Mate. Fucking, I know.
You had spreadsheets. You had like a 6-month plan.
I know.
You said you can't because you're going away in like two weeks for the weekend.
Okay. All right. So.
Listen to me. I'm becoming. What has happened? Oh. You've done something off the cuff and now I'm stressed.
Mate, I'm falling off scooters. I'm getting dogs.
Fucking hell.
Okay.
She's so cute. What's her name?
Pippa.
Pippa? Oh, little Pip.
So let me rewind the clock.
Hang
and
on a second. There's
you.
So much backtracking to be
no,
done here.
I know. Let me tell you. Stop looking at pictures
I'm
of Pippa.
Flat.
Okay.
So Pippa.
So Thursday last week,
yep.
I talked on the podcast about how Torbs and I were waiting to get approved by our real estate to get a dog because we were ready to extend our love and open up our family. Yep. Friday morning, we actually ended up getting approved from the real estate agent.
Fuck you. I was at your house on Saturday morning
I know.
And I said, where are we up to? And you went, oh, I don't know.
I know. And then, so Friday morning they approved it and I was like, well, fuck, let's start looking now. And we'd been kind of looking at like breeders and like online rescues and things like
crying?
That. I'm like, really, because I've been really excited to tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I just have been so excited. And then yesterday I worked with you all day and I couldn't tell you about it.
It's
and
hard,
I was
isn't
just
it?
So upset. Anyway, so Friday morning we got approved. We'd been looking online at rescue shelters, at breeders. We were kind of exploring all of our options.
Yep.
And then we're looking online and I saw this little girl who needed rehoming.
People wasn't in a good spot.
Well, they were actually like the woman had 3 dogs and couldn't look after them anymore.
Mm.
And she was planning on breeding with Pippa.
Oh.
So Pippa's 9 months old.
Oh, that's perfect. Cause then are they like trained and shit?
So she's pretty, she's very, hang on, just wait. Just oh,
sorry,
wait,
sorry.
Just wait. Okay. So she was planning on breeding her, kind of her circumstances changed. She couldn't breed with her.
Yeah.
She didn't want to look after her. And she was actually listed online to sell to another breeder.
Right.
And I saw her as in like to breed with her
yeah.
for life. And I saw her and I went, she is so fucking precious. I'm going to save her from a life of breeding. She's going to come and live a life of fucking luxury with Torbs and I.
Oh, my God.
So I ring the woman. I found her phone number and I rang her. And I was like, hi there. So she was listed called Melody, which doesn't suit her at all.
No, she's not a Melody. I've seen her.
Yeah,
She's a pippa.
I call her and I was like, hi, do you still have the dog available?
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, yeah. And she's like telling me all about her. And
yeah.
we had a big chat and stuff. She's like, oh, do you want to come and look at her tomorrow? And I was like, I'd love to come and meet her and make sure we get along and whatever. And Torbs and I was so excited. So on Saturday morning, you and I worked for a couple of
hours.
We
did the live stream for
and
the
And then I pushed you out of my house. You're like, do you want me to help with the cleanup? I was like, bro, don't worry about it. I got it.
You know what? I felt that. Because normally you'd be like,
have a coffee.
Stay. Want to hang out? No. And no. It wasn't an issue, but I felt like I was being pushed out of your house. I'm so excited for you. This has made
my
day.
We drove over an hour to go and look at her. So she was out in like regional Victoria. We drove all the way.
You rescued a regional pup.
We drove all the way out there. And then we got in there and fell in love.
Of course.
Like,
I mean, I've seen her. She's beautiful.
She's a gorgeous dog. She's like a show quality French bulldog is what this woman was saying. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to like just give her treats and love her and smooch her little stuffy face.
So because you've rescued her from the regions and BJ, my dog, is a rescue from the regions, do you reckon they can like hang out and share
They've
rural
stories?
They've
probably met before. They probably know each other.
Yeah, but you know how like old country people when they meet in the city, they have that like, oh yeah, what kind of John Deere's your dad driving? And they've kind of got this like rural bond.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, same.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we fall in love
with
her.
And you go, yeah, we're doing this. What's the process?
And I was like, We love her. We'd love to have her. What do you want to do? And she goes, cool. So like basically when you take her home tonight, she's due for her flea treatment. So if you just put that like back between her shoulder blades. And I've got a packet of food here that you can take. I've got a lead and a harness you can have and kind of a few like a puppy pack, like all this stuff.
So when you're like, were you expecting cool? So mid-October, you'll come round and leave a deposit and fucking...
Well, I was expecting her to say, can you leave a deposit?
Yeah.
So I took a bit of money out to like cover...
Fucking you roll in with... City girl rolls up with some cash.
But I was like, just in case she wants... Because I probably wouldn't trust a bank transfer from someone I'd never met.
Okay, well, so, anyway, tomorrow on the show we're talking about Tony's lack of trust of PayPal.
Okay. And so, I don't understand it.
Okay. Foreshadowing.
And I'm a mum now, so like I'm stressed with other things.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so she's just like, cool. So yeah, when you get her home tonight, and she's like, oh, hang on one second, like I'll just take her out to do a wee before you put her in the car.
Yeah. And so
she goes outside and I turn to Torbs, my partner.
And you're like, it's fucking on.
Doing it for 9 years together for eight, officially on Monday.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And I'm like, she wants us to take this dog now. And Torbs was like, yeah. And I was like, we can't. We didn't have anything in the house. Hey, like,
no one's ever fully ready, mate.
And I was like, we're not ready. And Torbs was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, we love her. She's part of our family already. Of course we're going to take her.
Oh my God.
So I went and.
Chills. Actually, I've got chills.
Yeah. And so I like went and grabbed the rest of the cash that we needed for.
So did you have the little mat so they can sit in the car?
Okay. So I have bought one of those because we might be looking after BJ.
Well,
and
fucking
stuff.
Not anymore.
But so I had that in the car. So it just kind of like all what? Fell into
oh,
place.
Mate. Destiny.
But literally, so like. She goes, great, well, thanks so much. And I was like, hey, actually, this is so random, but we're going to New Zealand in 2 weeks or in a month or something for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, she already knows you. Could I drop her back and you look after her for the weekend? She's like, yeah, great, bring her around.
Fucking, how lovely is this chick?
She's so lovely. And, yeah, it's like no fault of hers that she couldn't look after Pippa anymore. Yeah. So Pippa's taken care of. She's going to go and...
And you've saved it. You've rescued this dog from a different life.
From a life of being bred with. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And who knows what, like, you know, what might have happened. It'd be horrible. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But literally, so she's like, great, we'll see you guys in 3 weeks when you drop her off to go to New Zealand. Yeah. And I was like, is there a pet shop around here? And she's like, oh, yeah, there's one 5 minutes. I was like... Great. And we stopped there and bought like as much stuff as we could because we were like, we need stuff to like take her home.
You would have literally got home and just been like, okay, if I can make yourself at home, mate.
Well, so I had this whole plan of like all this stuff I was going to buy.
Well, we heard about it last week.
Yeah.
My mum messaged me and said, I might hire Tony as a dog researcher because you sound all across that.
I can do that for Mandy. That's no problem.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, my plan's out the bloody window.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, we're go here. And Pippa's in the back of the car and Torb's like held her. We walked around the pet shop and grabbed all the things, like tried on another harness and stuff. And she's sleeping
oh my God.
On the floor of our room right now with Torb's.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. This has made my day. I can't even imagine how you're feeling.
I'm really happy.
Oh my God. Why are we even in the studio? Why are we not with her?
I'm just really happy. I just like wanted to do it for so long.
Oh, mate. Good on you.
Yeah. And I'm really, just really happy. And she's so gorgeous. Like, and because she's like 9 months old and she grew up with other dogs. So she's like, you know, she's so chill. Like, she just sleeps on the couch. And,
and she's a chiller?
She's chill as.
I think getting one. See, when I was dropped at my mum's, I wasn't toilet trained and shit.
No.
But I think. Getting 9 months old, they've like had the injections, they've kind of learned like.
Yeah, so she's fully vaccinated. The only thing is.
Oh, that she hasn't done her research.
She's willing to question it.
Hey, it's just your choice. It's your body.
No, so she's fully vaccinated, so we can already like walk her and stuff.
Oh, because the whole thing of like we're going away is like we can't drop her at a friend or.
So now we're able to walk her, we can do whatever. The only thing is that because they were planning on. Breeding with her, she hasn't been de-sexed. And
she's ready to go.
And so we...
Should BJ come around?
We're actually taking her today. Oh. Like, so literally as people are listening to this,
she'll be... Don't paint that. She's still in the bed. She's nice and warm
yeah.
with Torbs.
But yeah, so we'll do that. So she'll be healing for the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, she's resting
And then she'll
up.
Be fucking right as rain.
Yeah.
But yeah, and Torbs is just... besotted with her.
Really?
The two of, like, I haven't had a look in for days. Like, you know?
Okay. So let's wind it back to, was it end of last week when you were talking about the research for the dog?
Yep.
You said, oh, Torbs won't have the dog in the room, definitely not in the bed. A few days later.
Okay. She's not in the bed.
Yeah.
We've trained her so we can go in your bed. And she sleeps on the bed, on her bed, on the floor next
to
our bed.
Yep. So you feel like a family.
Yeah. So she's in there with us. But yeah, she's not on the bed yet. We haven't caved. We haven't caved yet. But
BJ was an outside dog.
Oh fucking hell!
And then after a week, Bridget was like, "Oh, come in and sit by the door because it's a bit cold out there." And then because I wasn't living with Bridget that stage. And then like a week later. She was like, oh, he's only allowed to sleep on the end of the bed.
Yeah.
only on the couch for a little bit.
And now he's got his own pillow.
Yeah, now. We've just bought a house and he's got his own room. So I predict by this time next week,
especially
after a little surgery and these little cuddles. Now, the Tony Lodge that I know has a lot of love to give. You're a very caring, generous, loving person.
Yeah, thank you.
You have often said, and you on the record, and I don't want to like, you know, get crazy here.
Yeah.
But you've often said like kids aren't a part of your plan and future.
Uh-huh.
Now that you know the love of having someone to take care of and me seeing how in love with you, do you think Pippa is a gateway dog?
Maybe I should get D-sex as well.
Is it a discount if you do both of us, Doc? We'll just rest up for 2 weeks.
I'm pretty small.
Hey, it's Nicole from Bumblefuck, Pennsylvania, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Quick shout out to everyone who joined us on the live stream, the Champion Tarps on the weekend. We did footy food because it's AFL Grand Final week, Australian football here in Australia. And
you made some fucking belter wings.
Made some belter wings and you made one of the worst cocktails ever. And to be fair, you didn't claim it was going to be good.
No,
you just
Googled
Australian beer cocktail.
Yeah.
And it was beer, lemonade, lemons, lime, rum, on a salted rim of a glass.
It was fucking crook.
And I think,
but then after the wings, it wasn't so bad.
I think it was a highlight for people watching when they saw our faces after drinking the cocktail.
It was pretty fucking not
now, actually,
special.
Here I am, because I went home, I had like, because I sculled that whole cocktail and then I drank some of the beer out of the thing and all of the wings. So I got home feeling a bit like, what? And Saturday.
I like that face. Can we make a gif out of that? That was very funny.
So Saturday was like, I wouldn't say a rough day, but like obviously got off to a weird start.
You kind of felt a bit odd through the day.
Yeah, because when you're like, well, I've had beers at 9 o'clock, so I'm not going to like go to the gym or do anything productive. Like, you know what I mean? And now I hear that you're off like, I had like a really like, layabout day. And here you are.
Went and saved a life.
The fact, I will share what you told me in the break there, that Torbs cried.
He just teared up a little bit. He was just really,
really
happy.
You guys got so much love to give.
We do.
That is going to be the most loved puppy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's living la vida fucking loco at our house at the moment.
Far out. But thank you to everyone who joined us on the live stream. Next live stream, we can have a dog show.
Oh, my God. I can make Pippa costumes.
Well, you still have to make that card.
Yeah, I know.
One craft at a time.
I know. Okay.
But thank you to our champion Tarpers who joined us.
A few of the people who hopefully joined. Yep. Tyler Galley, thank you. Shane, Justin Gallagher, Michelle Hannon-Brown, Brooke Toussaint. Oh, can I get a coffee and a Toussaint?
Oh, yeah. plain or almond?
pan au chocolat. Sean Johnson, thank you. Sam Roman, Kieran Norris, Tyler Salesky, Emily Priest, Shelley Hooker, and Autumn Rain. Oh, I'm more
Autumn
of a fan
Rain.
Of Summer Rain.
Autumn Rain, what a name. A lot of people have their nicknames in Patreon.
Yeah.
And because of some of the shipping with the Frank Green water bottles.
It's been a bit of a drama.
So a lot of people, just by default, it's been shipped to their nickname. And so a lot of people have been asked to the post office, and they, excuse me, Grim Reaper, do you have photo ID that proves you are the Grim Reaper?
And he holds up his scythe. He's like, is this enough?
Excuse me, Hayley Noodle. It says here you've got a slightly different name on your driver's license. Can we explain this? So, just the fun of
the quirks
of being in shipping.
Yeah, I imagine, mate.
All right, this is for you, Tony.
Yeah.
I always feel weird doing this now because you're a family girl.
I'm a mum.
You're a mum.
I have a little baby.
So, maybe we should have, we couldn't have planned this because I didn't know. I
wanted it to be a surprise. And then you were like, oh, do you have any updates on the dog that we could talk about on the pod this week? I'm like,
did you lie to me?
Mate, it was honestly the hardest 4 days of my life. And last night you called me and we were having a yarn and I've got a snorty, stinky little pup next to me and she's like... And I'm just like, I had to go into the bathroom so that, you didn't hear her because I was like, I've gotten this far. I'm not letting you know that we've got her now.
You've kept the secret this long.
Yeah, it's so worth it for an extra 12 hours. Yeah. I just need to.
Although, a peek behind the curtain, I think I can say that we, sort of a family medical thing last night in our family. So I was in the hospital all night and I called you late at night and was like, can you go grab BJ? And I just said, you don't have to take him back to your place, but just go and give him some food or whatever. He's there by himself. Go give him a cuddle.
Yeah.
Little did I know that you're like, mate, I don't need to go give BJ a cuddle. I got my own one.
No, but I still went.
But I had
a smooch and a snuggle.
But I was almost going to say, do you just want to take him home with you?
Oh, we could have.
No, because it's a turf war.
No, it's not a turf war.
We don't want it to be a turf war. Pippa needs time to learn that this is her space and her safe place. She can't have some other bro from down the street just fucking rolling in. Nah, that's her place. You know what I mean? She needs to know that this is comfortable. So.
I just it feels so much more real now that I'm talking about it to you.
I felt like that with the house. I felt homeless until I told you. And then when I told you, I'm like, now I can start planning to be there.
And because people are going to listen to this.
And play dates.
But people are going to listen to this and be like, oh, my God, can't wait to see Pippa on Instagram and, shit like that. And it just doesn't feel real yet. But, I've just got this, beautiful little supermodel in my house and I love her so much that I want to throw up.
Also, I hope people...
You know when you love something so much that it, you want, cuteness aggression? Literally.
Don't rip its legs off.
Oh, my... I almost did. I just wanted to, chew on her little ear.
If this is your first episode, I'm sorry. Usually I don't know if, is this interesting for everyone else? Because we're just having, I could talk about Pippa all day.
At the moment, we're kind of doing BFF catch up. Let's put that on pause.
Pause we'll and do a podcast.
Pause. Pippa's got the cutest little paws.
Oh, fucking hell. Let's talk about this off air.
Okay.
And let's, provide some value to our loyal tarpers.
and talk about me fucking a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. It is a very Tony heavy day. I mean, the day ends with what? Who is your celebrity crush? You listening to this podcast, you, Tony Lodge. Think about all the actors, musicians, athletes, models. Is there one that when they pop up on the TV screen or on Insta, you kind of go, ooh.
I reckon it's one of those things people talk about a lot and go, if I had my shot, I'd definitely, try it on or whatever.
Well, here's what I want to know. If you did bump into them one day, would you, and it's a question for you, Tony.
Yep.
Would you play it cool? Would you shoot your shot? Hey, this is my one chance. I'm going to run into this person. Or do you reckon you'd fangirl and totally embarrass yourself and you're trying so hard to be cool that you're clearly not cool?
Well, I'm always the last one trying to be cool, not looking cool. I fell off a scooter yesterday. I think we all know that I'm not that cool.
Cool, yeah.
And now that I have Pippa, I feel like I'd be like, do you want to see a picture of my dog? She's so cute. but I'd love to talk a big game and be like, yeah, I'd play it really cool. But I would never... I don't think I'd ever.
I've seen you around Sam Draper. You don't play it cool. You just get giggly. Now, so who is your Tony Lodge, drum roll, top three?
All right.
Celebrity crushes.
Childish Gambino.
And number three?
All tie for first.
Okay.
Childish Gambino. Childish Gambino. Travis Barker from Blink-182, Kourtney Kardashian's husband.
Have you loved him more since he's been in the Kardashian clan?
Yeah, he's had a bit more light on him. But I've always been a fan. He's got French bulldogs as well.
Does he?
So we'd have something to talk about. and Durs from Workaholics.
Now, this is the one that surprises me because as I know that you love a shit tat and a rough boy, I would have thought...
Oh, can I add Pete Davidson in?
When I heard of your top three, I was surprised it didn't have a Pete Davidson.
Because I've had a few slutty dreams about Pete Davidson.
You have. Well, I'm...
Can I have a top four?
No.
Can I swap Travis Barker for Pete Davidson?
You wouldn't. You love Travis Barker. I'm fine, you can have a top four. I won't have you do that to Travis Barker.
All right, thank you.
But
he
I'm
listens,
surprised...
He'd be upset.
So, Durs from Workaholics.
Yeah.
The TV show Workaholics.
Yeah.
I would have thought you were like me and were Team Blake.
I love Blake because he's fucking weird and I love weird people.
Yeah.
But something about Durs, I don't know what it is.
Really?
And he's also in the TV show The Mindy Project.
I knew you love.
And and in that, he's hot in that as well.
He's in a movie where he is married to Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
The Intern?
Yes.
With Robert De
Niro. He's fucking hot. He's just fucking hot.
But considering we know that you love like a bad boy with shit tats, he's got very like... private school clean skin vibes, which is a bit off brand.
But then I'm like, oh, but he also just like smokes weeds with his friends and he's like a comedian.
He's like 6'5" as well.
He's tall as fuck. He just ran a triathlon on the weekend. I saw on Instagram.
You've been doing a bit of research. So the reason we bring this up and the reason we ask, what would you do if you like, for lack of a better word, came across this person is that I feel like we have an in because who started following you on Instagram on the weekend?
Oh, my God. Pippa is no longer the best thing that happened to me on the weekend. Jillian Bell from Workaholics followed me on Instagram.
And we love her.
She is fucking hilarious.
She's so
funny. And she's so great in Workaholics. She's also done a heap of shows on her own, like since then, has gone and done a heap of stuff. Like, did you watch the show she was in where she's like trapped in a supermarket?
No.
Oh, so like there's just like all these, she's fucking, I find her so funny.
So she starts following you on the gram.
People was asleep.
Mm. Yeah, what happened? Because you 2 days later told me about it and you were like still stuck.
So people
startled.
Was asleep on top of me and I like had to stifle a squeal because I checked my Instagram and I was like, and Tom was like, what the fuck happened?
So it goes, you got a new follower. Like that little notification.
Yeah.
So-and-so is now following you and you go, holy fuck.
And because she's verified on Instagram.
It sticks out.
It comes up as like priority notification or something. And so it just like went to the top and I was like, sorry? And I like looked at it and I was like, is this like a fake account?
Yeah.
And it isn't like, instantly I said to Torbs, oh my God, fucking look at this. And he goes, oh my God, now you can fuck Durs.
So Torbs is all about this.
Well, he knows. I don't think I could ever do it and I don't think he'd be stoked if I did, but I could now.
Now, when I first heard of this, you were like, what should I say? Oh, my God. You were freaking out. You were having a little like...
Should I message her?
Well, I have pre-prepared a DM.
Okay. I'm just going to take my phone off the table.
Pass it over.
No, because...
Why not?
I fucking read the message that you sent to those house people. Remember, not that long ago, you DM'd someone and it didn't come off great.
History would show that I now own that house.
Yeah, but bank owns it.
The bank owns that. History will now show I'm in significant debt for the next 30 years. So I think we can all agree that it worked out pretty damn well.
Your accountant's like, what the
fuck
happened?
Is this? No, oh, mate, that's a story about DMs.
Mate, you listen to the podcast. Can I hear the DM and then like approve or disprove?
OMG.
That does sound like me.
I'm starstruck. You're following me for two reasons. One, I love you and I love Workaholics so much. And two, my life goal is to bang Anders home and how do we make this happen? Home.
It's Anders. He's got a hard on. Anders.
Anders.
Yeah.
It's not Anders.
So your friend Anders is Anders?
Anders, yeah.
But
to be fair, in text, it's the same.
Okay. Yep. All right.
How are we feeling?
Okay. Can we scrap number two and I just say that I really like her?
No.
Okay.
Eyes on the prize.
Oh my God. It's so tough because I want to fuck him.
Yeah.
But I also like her.
Hey. She'd get it. I was like, she'd understand. She'd be like, right?
Oh, true, actually. Yeah.
And it
I
might just be a fun.
She bloody kept it to herself.
Because you
Maybe
know how.
Do you reckon they've had sex? Probably, eh? How could you be around that hunk of beefcake and not, you know? Like me and you at work, I just.
Because I think if you, like we said before, if you come across too fangirly.
Oh, he's going to come across me. Yep.
With her.
Oh, she, yeah.
But if you kind of, you know, because it's kind of funny.
It is funny. The thing is that I don't, I do want to message her because I do actually really like her. I love
Why didn't you message her before?
Well, because I'm not going to message a celebrity. Like,
but why has it changed?
But now I feel like, don't you feel like there's kind of like, it's like a level playing field or something because like, not in terms of like who she is and who I am because she's obviously like a fucking celebrity.
Yeah.
But like now that we follow each other, I'm like, oh, if
following her? Tony Lodge.
I wasn't.
Oh my God. You know what's awkward?
Oh.
That she would have got a notification.
That I followed her back. She's just not someone I ever thought to look up on Instagram.
You said you liked her.
I do. But
you're a big fan.
Lots of people that I don't follow on Instagram.
Do you follow me?
I don't think so.
I hope not.
Some of your stuff never comes up. You always go to my requests.
Can we?
I'm not sending. I don't want to send that message.
I've got a vital piece of information that you might be interested in hearing.
Oh.
And I'm not going to tell you until we've sent it.
Oh, the stakes.
Yeah.
What is the information?
I can't tell you until we've sent it, but it's very important to this story and I think you're going to want to know. Let's just fucking send it.
I have to. Because
yeah,
don't fucking bullshit me.
No,
is the information actually good?
Oh, mate, I'm going to say it's extremely important to your mission.
About fucking Durs or about looking cool?
Oh, mate, you'll never look cool, don't
you? Okay, yeah, okay, great, cool. I don't want to do this, but I really,
please
like,
do.
Curiosity
please
killing the cat.
Like I said, I had a weird night last night. I had a lot of time sitting around waiting, and this is what I was thinking about.
Okay.
And I've done, because I've, like, done some groundwork.
What do you mean?
Like, well, Ryan, the information I'm going to reveal is very important.
Okay, can we change what the message is?
No. Nah.
I can't send that.
Go on.
I can't.
Hey. I want you to channel the energy that you had yesterday with Turf War Tony. Everyone was like, I love the power and the aggression and the...
I can't message her about someone she used to work with. That's so inappropriate.
How many messages?
I've objectified him in his workplace. That's not fair.
How many... Oh, yeah, you, queen of I will never objectify anyone in a workplace. People can't see the face that Tony's pulling right now.
I'm a mum now.
Tony, do you get DMs about me? Because I get DMs about you.
No, you don't.
Yeah. Like people DM me and go, oh, I saw this funny thing. You should tell Tony. Or like, this is good for Tony. Or tell Tony that I love when she had her hair done and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I get ones that are like, will Ryan fuck me in the ass and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, that's the same thing. And we don't judge. We go, oh, that's funny. So what's the difference?
Because I just think I should open with.
You're going to open with, I love you and Workaholics so much. I'm starstruck you're following me. And then there's just like a little fun thing on the end.
Read the message out.
OMG, I'm starstruck you're following me for two reasons. One, I love you and Workaholics so much. Two, my life goal is to bang Anders home. How do we make this happen? Ha ha. See, this is me learning, putting a ha ha on the end. See, old Ryan wouldn't have done that. He would have been aggressive.
I added a lots of love, Tony, on the end.
Great.
Yeah.
Send. Show me it sent and then I'll reveal the information. Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that.
What's the information?
Anders married his college sweetheart, Emma, and they've been happily married for 12 years.
Luckily, I didn't send the message that you asked me to
send. Are you fucking kidding me? What the fuck? What did you say?
You didn't ask to read it, so I just sent something else.
What did you say?
I said, oh, my God, Jillian Bell, I have gotten such a kick out of you following me. I love you in Workaholics so much. You're fucking hilarious. Such a comedy inspiration. Lots of love, Tony.
Fuck you.
You got...
Fuck you.
Tony.
What is the deal, Tony?
We're not doing that. That's not a thing.
No, dear, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
He's married, mate. I could have Googled that. I'm a mum.
You're considerate.
Yeah.
Fuck, I've been Tonied.
Yeah.
It's my least favourite podcast episode ever.
You've been... What? That you learnt about your niece, Pippa. What do you mean?
Am I her niece? Am I her uncle?
Yeah, Uncle Ryan. Uncle Ryan and Auntie Bridge.
I take it all back. Good subject.
Yeah.
Good subject. Good episode.
Oh, my God. We're fucking flapped. Let's get out of here.
I was going to say this is the worst episode yet, but the worst one was, remember that episode we just talked about McFrappes the whole time? Because we were so tired and thirsty.
Oh, my God. That was such a good episode.
I disagree.
You know why?
Why?
Because afterwards we got frappes.
And it was fucking unreal. Let's do things you love to see. And I mean, are you just going to say Pippa?
I would love to, but I'm actually not going to pike out in the way that you thought. I saw this story on the weekend, which I just fucking love to see. And the headline is The Last Laugh. Gold Coast businesswoman Michelle Newman has had the final say at her own funeral, arranging a plane towing a sassy banner to fly over mourners with her last message. So over her funeral, she had a plane fly over with this big banner behind it and said, "I'm watching you, cry harder, MXX.
That's fucking...
I love that.
She Tonied everyone at her funeral.
What a Tony move.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
That's such a Tony.
Yeah.
It's not really catching on.
No.
But I saw that and I thought, how special. That's like a really nice thing, I think.
Yeah.
We should come up with something quirky for me to do at my funeral. Like, it'd be like my last Tony. Like, you got Tonied from Beyond the Grave.
I don't think that's going to catch on.
Okay.
Especially the way you did that, like, gangster hand signal and the sound. Yeah. I like that. That is the last.
I think that's so fun. What did you love to see?
So, like I said, last night I was in a hospital. Like,
everyone's
fine.
Everyone's okay.
Everything's fine, by the way. And it was about midnight and I was like, oh, I might sneak out and get some Maccas because...
Oh, nice. Yeah.
When you're the patient, you know, they've got the sandwiches and the whatever, but obviously...
You
get nothing. And then after a certain time, all the places are closed. So I'm like, oh, I'll go to Max.
Yeah. Great excuse. Oh.
Oh, I'll have to go to McDonald's.
You like watched the shit sandwich place like lower their fucking roller door out the front. You're like, oh, guess I'll have to go to Macca's now.
Just the usual, Ryan. Yeah, I'll get those nugs. but I got there right on midnight.
Yeah.
And when I worked, you know how I used to work in like a seedy motel when I was in college?
Yep.
So I used to do the night audit. So what that is, right, is basically you need to pick a time where... Like yesterday's trade has finished and the next day's trade starts.
Just there needs to be a line in the sand.
You need to draw a line in the sand just for like reporting and to like turn the computer off and to go, the accounting system to reset and all that kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
I assume now that McDonald's have to do the same thing.
Surely, because they're 24 hours, so there has to be a stop and start at some point.
And even just my accounting brain goes, when you want to compare like yesterday's numbers to tomorrow's numbers, where do you draw the line?
Otherwise, they just all roll into one.
So I got there right on midnight and I ordered my 10 nuggets and sweet and sour sauce and a medium Sprite. And I get to the lady goes, oh, we're doing the like re-collaborate, like the computers.
Oh, we're rolling over. Yeah.
I can't put your order through. Just take it.
Oh, what a win.
What a fucking... Because McDonald's, I've always had this thing, and you don't become the global business success that McDonald's has without being like a bit of a stickler for the rules and your process.
Totally, yeah.
I just didn't ever...
No, you don't think that's going to happen anywhere, to be honest.
Usually it's like... If the old bloke runs the fish and chip shop and he just chucks in a couple of potato cakes because that's his shop and gives
different.
A shit. But he doesn't have anyone to answer to. Because at McDonald's you go, you've got a boss and they've got a supervisor and they've got a regional. And you can't just be like, oh, chuck a few extras in the bag kind of vibe.
No, because you never get an extra nugget.
Nah.
Like, I don't think I've ever gone through and gone, oh, there's 11 nuggets in your 10 box.
Or they go, sorry for the wait on the egg and bacon McMuffin. I've chucked you an extra hash brown. Have a great day.
No, never.
You never get that. And so when she goes... She like leans in and goes, hey, we're re-rolling this. Just take it. And I looked at her and just went, oh, you love to see that.
You know
da,
what?
Da, 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 da. You love to see it.
30 years of you investing in McDonald's has
finally
paid
for itself. Yeah, I know, right? I put thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars through you blokes. And finally... Who comes out on top? You've been Tonied. Ooh.
Oh. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Fucking chaotic day.
Oh, what a great day. What a great day. I love every single one of you, but not as much as I love Pippa.
Oh,
also,
me
Tony,
too.
You are now not in the top two of my favourite beings in your house.
Oh, Fucking hell.
Top three ain't bad.
Pip it at the post.